Many small business owners want to see the government change how it does business with them. Over the past 6 years, more than a dozen federal investigations show billions of dollars earmarked for the little guy were diverted to corporate giants. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
Small business advocates say the government's giant bailout does nothing to address contracting fraud and abuse. The government is legally required to award 23% of its contracts to small companies. Those are defined as independently owned and operated firms with up to 500 employees. Lloyd Chapman is president of the American Small Business League. He says instead most of the business goes to the big guys.
You can imagine what happens when you pull $100 billion a year out of the middle class economy, where all the jobs are created, where most Americans work, and divert that money to Fortune 500 corporations that are shipping jobs overseas.
In one investigation, the Interior Department's Inspector General discovered small business contracts were finding their way to companies like Xerox, Dell, and Lockheed. In other cases, big corporations bought small firms and then kept their contracts.